K-High principal Sam Nelson expected more kids this year.
I had predicted we'd be at 615.
He was very close. Right now, there are 616 students. Nelson has seen that number steadily grow since 2011. Big numbers of underclassmen contributed to the increase. This year, there are 170 freshmen and 165 sophomores.
You can't, like, get anywhere without running into somebody, and you'll, like, when you're going into the science wing, you'll run into a million freshmen at once, just about every period, and you're like, where did you come from? Go away.
Tira Hayes is a sophomore who has fully embraced her not-a-freshman status. For some of the elementary schools in Ketchikan, enrollment increases this year prompted them to hire new teachers at the very last minute. At K-High, they haven't hired additional teachers, but they've had to shift some classes around. One class that's been hit by the student increase, choir. This is the newly formed K-High Women's Choir. Here's teacher Trina Purcell.
Before school started, I looked at the enrollment and it was 75 or 80, which is really big for a choir, but last year we were between 70 and 80 all year. So I thought, okay, well, we can do that again. And then the weekend before school started, it was up over 100.
On the first day of school, Purcell had to split the choir into two. About 40 girls were moved into a women's choir.
I didn't want to at first. Actually, I was switched into it by force and I tried to switch back out of it, but now I like it, so.
That's sophomore Kayla Admire. Admire and a few of the other choir students say they've noticed the increase in students this year.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, very.
Definitely.
The cafeteria is full.
It's packed.
Not only is the cafeteria packed, but some classrooms are getting fuller. Principal Nelson says foreign language and math are two subjects dealing with especially crowded classes. This is one of Myra Zelensky, or Madam Zed's, French 1 classes. She says there are 35 students enrolled and only 32 official chairs at tables.
So the little niches in the back of the room, there's a countertop that can be used for the overflow, and then there's a table up there that has a little corner that a student sometimes sits at when we have all 35 here.
35 in one room is a lot, but she sees it as a positive thing.
The one thing that was really bad was when we dropped down to close to 500, it was maybe 4 years ago, we were really low. That impact was really, I like the other impact when there's lots of students and we're growing.
But there is one downside to full classrooms.
There's always one or two that you don't notice that you wish you could have spent more time with them and help them more. So a few more kids fall through the cracks.
The child who's a wallflower is really allowed to be anonymous in a class of 38.
Cole Maxwell is a math teacher. He has an Algebra 2 class that started at 38, now it's at 37. Maxwell says his classroom management is different in the big class.
If a great classroom is one in which there is banter and discussion, if the group gets too big, you can't have the banter, because it gets out of control too fast.
Maxwell's other two sections of Algebra 2 are at 34 and 22 students. He says the numbers vary depending on how the schedule works out.
You've got courses that don't lend themselves to being big. Shop classes can't be big. You can't have 38 kids trying to use a bandsaw. Then we have classes that are just more specialized towards kids. AP Calculus is going to be a small class. And so if we have 600 some kids who during fourth period all need to be in a classroom, if you are opposite a number of those classes that have to be small, your class is just going to be bigger.
Superintendent Robert Boyle says the overall student-to-teacher ratio at K-High is around 18 to 1. There are just some classes that end up with high numbers because there's more demand. Recently, the Ketchikan School Board discussed how the district's gradual increase might turn from a trickle to a flood because of big projects like the Alaska Class Ferry contract and the hospital expansion. So how much growth can K-High handle? Here's Principal Nelson.
I think the building at one time back in the day when the pulp mill and stuff were running, they were running 700, 800 kids here. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the building can handle that much.
Just looking at the numbers from Schoenbar Middle School and Revilla Alternative School's 8th grade classes, it looks like there will be fewer freshmen next year. But we won't know that for sure until the first day of school. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.